Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Make Better Wedding Films, the home of new ideas for radical films about people in love. My name is Ben. I will be your host. And before we get into the show, we've got a couple of announcements from our sponsors. Our first sponsor for the show is MusicBed. Now, you guys might have seen recently on Instagram that they've just released this month's MusicBed Awards winners. And among this month's award winners, there were three wedding filmmakers who made the cut: Quail and the Dove, Russell Kent Nichols, and our very own Bottle Brush Films. If you guys want to submit your films for next month's award rounds, make sure you check out all the info on MusicBed's website. And while you're there, make sure to sign up to their wedding filmmaker subscription using the promo code MBWF to get your first month free and start using their incredible roster of amazing music in your wedding films right now. Our second sponsor is Studio Ninja. If you guys feel like you're spending too much time focusing on all the boring admin, on sending emails, sending out invoices, chasing payments, thinking about all the things that you need to do that aren't making amazing wedding films, make sure you check out Studio Ninja and automate your whole workflow process. They've got an incredible array of tools to help free up all that admin time and let you guys focus on all the creative side of being a wedding filmmaker that you want to do. Make sure you sign up with the promo code MBWF50 to get 50% off your first year with Studio Ninja. Alrighty, that's it for the announcements. On to the episode. The more we develop our careers, our techniques, our craft, it's easy to focus on flashy visuals and cinematography and lose sight of the real reason people are willing to spend their hard-earned money on a wedding film. On today's show, Riccardo Fasoli shares his wisdom on creative expression, staying authentic to ourselves, and reminds us of an important perspective that is all too often forgotten. What if it was your wedding? What would you want to see? My name is Ben, and this is Make Better Wedding Films.
My name is Riccardo Fasoli, and together with my wife, Anne, we started Creative Wedding in 2012-2013. And actually, it was started as a game, or not really a game. Try to think that before I was living in Italy, and after when I met Anne, I moved to Germany. And when I was living in Italy, I was selling a frame for glasses. So this was my work. And when I moved to Germany and I tried to sell my frame in Germany, nobody wants to buy my frames. So I was without anything to do. And it was a little bit of a problem because I couldn't earn money. And I learned in that time to film a little bit, make some videos for sports event, because we had a lot of friends that were in the sport industry. So I was doing some sports videos. And one time I was at home and I was filming like a stalker, a couple on the street from really far away. And I remember that I only put that video with a background music, and it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful to see this couple, that it seems that they were alone in the world, and they were there kissing and talking and dancing there in this park, and with this music as background when you were watching this, it was such a nice feeling. And with that feeling, we went to a wedding, because Anne, she was already a photographer. She took picture from models, and she was a graphic designer. So we went to a wedding from friends, and we were there with that kind of feeling. So to capture this kind of moments, and they had already a photographer and videographer, and so we were the guest there in that wedding. And the feedback that she gave us, the bride, the friend from my wife, it was so nice that we say, why we don't try to do it? Actually, she was to say you should do it as a work. We couldn't think that we could earn money with doing photo and film for wedding. And we started in 2012 with two weddings of friends as official wedding photographer and videographer. With this, we built a small portfolio, and we opened 2013 with the first season of Creative Wedding. So this is how we started.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow. I love that. It's just like, obviously just something like caught out of the corner of your eye, and just caught the bug instantly. It's obviously, you just obviously have an eye for seeing that energy of people, I think, is probably what it is.
I find it's sensibility, you know, when you are sensible, yeah, and you feel it, that kind of stuff, but doesn't belong to you.
Yeah, nice. And it's so nice that you and Anna came into it together and have kind of gone on that journey for the last 10 years now together.
Yeah.
Amazing. And how do you feel like your approach to capturing couples and making films and working with Anna and stuff has changed over this decade?
So when we started, you have to understand that we done no workshop. We learned everything by ourselves, and we didn't, at the beginning, there wasn't so much stuff to watch outside. There was also not Instagram and not all this stuff that bombard you with all this, this workshops and pressure for expectation. We were doing what we would like to get. So, what we create in the films, in the videos, we were trying to create a sort of cinematic film. So trying to get the music a little bit more dramatic, a little bit more, it should like a trailer of a film. This was the idea at the beginning. With the years, the beautiful thing is that when we were to a wedding and we capture these real moments and we edited with a little bit of music and something, it looks really like a film. It was really like to shoot a film. And yeah, every time that we were in another wedding, we try have a chance to do that kind of shots every time better. So we try to have a better lens, better camera, better movements, and everything. The thing is that we were going a little bit out. So I'm talking about me, about the real meaning of the wedding day. And it was more trying to capture a film. And I shot that wedding, that elopement in Scotland, but it's everything real. It was everything how it was, but it was really, it went viral. So everybody watched it, that elopement in Scotland. And I begin to make a workshop because there are people asking me how you done this, and my kind of explanation, it was how I was shooting that wedding, or how I shoot the weddings, and with seeing the result of the other people after that they were to my workshop, I had the feeling that what I was giving, it was something a little bit wrong. Because my idea, it was you have to create something that looks like a film. And that kind of message, when I saw the result of the other people's, it was really like a director of a film. And actually, it wasn't what I was doing. It was how I tried to explain what to do, but it wasn't what I was doing. And this is make me open a little bit the mind that I had to change my way to give this kind of information out about how to film a wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because I think, especially when we first started, all we were thinking about was making it cinematic. That word cinematic was like thrown around like nothing in those early days of wedding films. And because it was all new, it was like, yeah, we're like get this lens and get a shallower depth of field, and we get this camera and get a bit more resolution, and like more and more and more, like it, make it look like a movie. And yeah, I think it's interesting now, like just maturing and understanding what's important, and just that the aesthetic of making it look like a movie is less important now compared to actually, you know, telling the story of these people, because at the end of the day, films are stories, and just because they look a certain way, that doesn't necessarily make them like a movie or not. So do you feel like you have moved away from caring about what a, because things, your films are still beautiful. They still look like, yeah, they could be, you know, a top tier, like Netflix documentary, like drama, like they look stunning, they're beautiful. But is it that, that kind of technical skill you is sort of there for you and is sort of subconscious now, and you can now just focus on the people in the story and what you feel like is most important?
I think that the most of the magic, it comes out in the editing, in the post-production. I can't say that I'm really good to film. I can't say that I'm, my shots they are perfect or good. I think that they are far away from that when I see some works of guys that they are really fantastic. But what I find that my work it's I'm happy about, and what sometimes it doesn't make me sleep at night because I can't figure out how to find a solution is the editing part. So it's where I try to resolve problem and give a kind of round feeling. So it should have that kind of beginning, the sensibility to elevate some moments, to make them how I would like to feel this moment, and somehow with my sensibility, and try to make it a little bit more important, and actually give back what I would like to see from my wedding. And this has happened also when we done our wedding. So it was some years ago, so in 2018. And we understand what we would like to see at our, every time more, what we would like to see on our film. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Because you used the word round about your films before, and I think that's quite a good word. They've got this kind of just like thickness to them, where it just, you like just how you, it's like you're not afraid to take your time with certain moments and bring in sound and people and voices and all the little things that make you feel like you're there. Which I think is really, really cool. And just, it, I don't know, it seems like there's lots of like focus on family, which when you're thinking about your own wedding, it's like, it's all a bit about the people that are there. Like that's all your people. And
it's
and
all about it's, the people.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about the people. And like, cause there are some couples who want to feel like movie stars and it's all about them. And there's a place and a time for certain types of films for those sorts of couples. But that's not for everyone, and filmmakers who try and sort of take that kind of Instagram fantasy of, you know, like the kind of super staged music video style films and just put it onto every single couple, it might not be the best fit for many people, if not most. So
I try to go really far away from this. So my goal is really to go far away from this kind of representation of a kind of wedding day. So I really don't like, and actually I try to move all my power to say that it's wrong to make something like this. But you know.
Well, so because here's my next quote. Question for you is like, for filmmakers who basically want to continually improve, keep working on their craft, they want to elevate what they do, what advice do you have people what advice do you have for people who want to elevate what they do without reaching, without, you know, just falling into just like staging things and having things feel inauthentic and forced? How do you stay authentic but still elevate your craft?
I think that the first things a wedding videographer should do is really understand what does it mean a wedding day. So what is a wedding day? What does it mean? What is that day? And with understanding that, you begin to have a kind of sensibility about that day and understanding, because actually that is a historical moment for a person, for a couple. It's a historical moment. It's something like the death, the burn, when you are burning, you're everything. It's a historical moment. And when you are married, the wedding day, it's really a historical moment. But that kind of environment, so with all your people, your family and your friends, it's a place where the couple, they feel secure, they feel good, and they can express how they are. And when you understand all these things, you try to be there really humble and small and not someone who are directing his own film. Because that moment, that day, it doesn't belong to us. It doesn't belong to the videographer or to the photographer. It's their day. And you should be humble and small and ask every time, can I come near? Because it's not your moment. It's not your moment at all. And already with understanding this, you go there in a way to like humble. You should be humble to shoot that moment. And after, when you know that, you try to figure out how you can capture this moment in the most beautiful way. And when you've got this, you try to elevate it in the edit, this moment. Because you are looking at, it's to find moments on that day. You try to find moments and to capture in the most beautiful way that you can do without make you feel that you are there. And this is what I'm trying to do with myself also. They shouldn't recognize that I'm there. I should see them how they are. If you watch our films, you understand that the 2% of the film or less, they are directed. But there's really almost nothing is directed in what we are doing. And this is what I'm trying, but it should be authentic. Every shot should be real.
Yeah, I love that. Like leading with respect, humility, leaving your ego at the door first and foremost, and knowing that, like, yeah, it's not all about you. I mean, I feel like that was literally just a couple of episodes ago. We're talking about the exact same thing. It's not about you. It's about the couple. It's about the family. And just leaving your ego at the door in order to just like lead with respect, basically, of that moment.
I know that the problem is the biggest problem is is the social media world. Because with the social media, when we are going to a wedding day, some wedding days they are really like a film stage, they are so beautiful, and you are there able to capture something really amazing. And when you are posting it or you share it, the people that watch you like, wow, what a kind of videographer he is that shoot that shot. You are amazing. You should go to shoot Netflix or cinema. But at the end, it was everything done. You done nothing. You only press record the most of the time. And what I see with the shot, what I'm doing, the most of the time, it's because I press record. It isn't because I was planning that shot that it becomes so beautiful. And this is make you feel like, wow, you are really a good videographer. I'm doing this because I've got this camera and I've got to put that light and I put that sound and everything. But at the end, it was the couple that they were amazing in the moment and they were in a beautiful setting.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I want to hear more about how you, I guess, kind of work on the day and how you think and pre-plan in your head and everything. I want to kind of go a bit more into like how you do what you do. But I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to pay some bills and then we'll come back and we'll jump into that.
Studio Ninja is the world's highest rated studio management software. It contains a huge suite of tools from calendar integration and double booking warnings to contract templates and automated client workflows. If you want more time to focus on the creative parts of being a wedding filmmaker and less time on admin, then why not take 50% off when you sign up with the promo code MBWF50 and get your first year of Studio Ninja for as little as $125 US.
I want to kind of drill in a bit more on what you said around like finding things in the edit and not pre-planning, because when I watch your films, I feel like there's certain things that, like, I don't know, if you just rock up on the day and start pointing a camera out and shooting, you don't get the kind of like storytelling elements that I feel show up in your films. And so, like, you might not feel that you do much pre-planning, but do you feel like there's a sort of base level of, I don't know, like story understanding or pre-planning or things that you know, like elements you know you will need to tell the story before you rock up on the wedding day?
So I think that the stuff with storytelling on the wedding day is a little bit abused, because actually the storytelling of the wedding day, it's a couple that they are preparing to go to make a ceremony, and then they enjoy the day with their family till that they explode in a party and they have a lot of fun. This is the story of the day. Actually, the thing is, I'm planning nothing. So I was doing that. At the beginning, I was thinking every time what kind of shot I need, what kind of shot I need, what I should shot, what I should make, how I should create that stuff to get this kind of stuff. But the thing is that every time when you're going with planning stuff, a lot of time you become blind. You become blind and you are looking for something that maybe would never happen. It could never be done. And you are losing so many stuff, so much stuff, so much small stuff that there should be really beautiful to be captured. So what I'm doing, I try to go on a wedding day, a little bit like a child. That is, everything is beautiful. Everything, it's beautiful, and you want to understand everything. You want to understand the connection. You want to understand what is going on. And you watch everything like a baby. So that everything should be amazing. And this is one thing that the reason why we promote us like a destination wedding photographer and videographer, because, the traveling to another place, it helps you a little bit to be more curious, to be a little bit more, to don't find the things normal. In this way, I try to be on the wedding day, curious like a child, and I capture everything. Everything what there is, I try to film it. And when I see something that, banal, say like a hug or a moment where could describe a moment, I try to be in somehow fast to capture in a different kind of position, in a different kind of way, to have a kind of sequence that helps me to maybe emphasize a moment to make it a little bit stronger. This is the only things what I'm doing during the wedding day. So I film everything from the grass moving to the photo on the table, everything I'm filming.
Yeah.
And when there's some moments, I try to get it from different kind point of view to have the possibility to build a kind of sequence. But
yeah,
That is,
I love that, because that's certainly how I feel is an authentic way for me to capture. Because the longer I'm in this, and the more people I talk to on the podcast and stuff, like I feel pressure to like push myself and do different things and direct more and go outside the box. And it like, I don't, I'm just torn on like what's me just like scared to leave my comfort zone, and what's me going, no, that's not actually authentic to me. And just hearing the way you talk and stuff is sort of making me realize, well, maybe like that kind of way of capturing and not like trying to like control everything, hyper control, is actually just authentically what I feel is important for the wedding days and my couples and how I want to be a filmmaker and stuff. So yeah, it's really nice to hear someone talk about it like that. And so I want to kind of transition now to talking about how you, as someone who just like kind of is there present on the day, captures everything, what do you then do with all that footage? How do you sift through and find, you know, because it's like I we all do that. We all get to the end, you know, after the wedding, we've got all this stuff, all this content, you know, you film, you record everything, all the speeches, everything. How do you go about finding your film in that?
The workflow, it's really different. It depends from wedding to wedding. Sometimes happen that I have the feeling that the film it's already done, and sometimes I'm looking for to get the key moments in the right place. And so when I have not really that film already done in the head, I try to begin to build the sequences. So that I try to figure out what were the toast, what we were speaking about. I try to figure out what kind of shot they could fit in some moment. And then when I build these sequences, I try to find a way to arrive to that moment in a good way, in a fluid way, so that it's interesting to watch it and it gives you a nice feeling. And it should be every time a little bit round, so it means that, yeah, that kind of beginning, that kind, yeah, of moment of maybe a little bit rhythmus, and then a little bit more down, more romantic, more. It's depend every time from wedding to wedding, yeah, but yeah, it's right to build that kind of roller coaster around the,
yeah,
the
film. Yeah. Do you feel like you have a kind of like formula or playbook that you stick to when it comes to like knowing how many scenes you want to create, how long they need to be, what energies you want to start and finish on, whether you need any humor or no humor, or like, is there kind of like rules that you stick to?
I have no rules. No, I have no rules at all. It's about feeling and the time. Sometimes I take days to figure out how to get that kind of momento, that kind of rhythms. Or how to fill the holes and with the right footage and the right material. So I have no rules about the the editing.
Yeah, that's cool, because it's like every time I try and like find rules and frameworks for myself, it's always about just making my life easier, making my
editing time shorter. It could be nice, you know? But it doesn't, yeah, work. It could work sometimes to have a kind of how you can say a kind of template. It could help, but it doesn't work. It could work one or two, yeah, times for some weddings or some events, but not every time.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like you were saying, showing up on the wedding day with a plan, you're blind to everything else. It's almost like showing up in the edit with a template, you're blind to everything else. So yeah, I get that. And so what do you feel now is the thing that you're kind of like, I don't know, trying to improve on with your craft. Like, we're, you know, we're always trying to improve, right? Yeah. So what do you feel like is the thing that you're sort of constantly striving to improve in right now?
What I'm every time trying in the last years to improve is the way to create a kind of film that is authentic. This is the main goal. And it's not that easy sometimes. It's not that easy to do it, but it's the main goal. So I would like that there's, so now it's at 2% or 3% the shot directed. I would like to arrive to zero, completely zero shot directed. And this would be a good point.
And because what do you feel is, I guess, the meaning of an authentic film, and why is that important to you?
Because we're going with that kind of direction, we are going to create something that has nothing to do with wedding film. We are going to create a film, but not, it's not a wedding film. It has nothing to do with the wedding day. One thing that I really hate is the feeling of the videographer or the photographer. When you feel it, you feel that someone said, hey man, watch the window. Hey man, close your jacket. Hey man, make like that you are putting correct your things. And you feel it in the footage. You feel it. You feel it because the people, they are not actors. And the actors, they are paid really good money to make what they are doing, to give that kind of feeling of authenticity. So you could be lucky sometime that maybe you have someone that is really easy in the camera and you don't feel, but the 90% of the people, you would feel it when you ask to them to act and to make something. But it could be to put correct the jacket or to close the dress to the bride. Sometimes you see that the mother, that she's putting the dress, and you feel it that she knows that somebody asked her, can you make it again, please? Can you close it again? You see, because she's doing carefully that kind of
thing. Yeah.
And with doing that, you create a great shot, but it wasn't that moment. It has nothing to do with that moment. Maybe that moment it was chaotic. They put the dress like crazy. It wasn't everything clean and beautiful. And all that chaos, it was beautiful in somehow. Also, there are things that I sometimes understand, but I don't understand. Mm. It's when you feel on Facebook chat of people complaining about someone who was filming with their handy or their iPhone.
Mm.
And what are you doing there with your handy? Why you are there with the handy in that moment? I'm quite sure that the person who shot this in their handy, that footage, they mean a lot for them. And in today, it's this. You are capturing, and probably this person, for you, it disturbs you, and that footage, it doesn't mean anything. But for them, it could be the sister or a friend or a really good friend that they are shooting that moment. For them, that moment, sometimes it means to have it and to watch it in the evening. So be humble and respectful about this day, because this day, it doesn't belong to you, and you are not there to direct your own film.
Fuck, man. All the footage I have of people doing up jackets now, I'm not going to be able to look at the same. You fucked me, Ricardo.
But so I tried to think about that in my first workshop. I was saying every time, but the only thing what I was shooting two times, it was the groom putting his jacket, because I have to make like this, and then from the back, the shot from the back when you put the jacket. Wow, you have the shot.
Yeah. But
after I was watching, sometimes it happened that I was a jury in some contest, and then you watch this footage, when you see the groom there on the window watching out, what he is watching is watching nothing. He's watching nothing. Someone say to him, watch in the window. You feel it. You feel it. And this is why we should create these things. What it gives to... If I would see myself there and see that I'm putting the jacket, I don't feel cool at all. I don't feel that it's something I would be embarrassed to have it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That's the thing, because they're going to just know that watching that, someone told me to do that. So, yeah, it's not for the couple. That's just for them.
And all the other, the rest of the footage, but the more, a lot of time you see the film that is filled of bride and groom walking with the sunset on the background, and again walking, the bride walking, and then again kissing in a slow motion, and walking again, and walking again, and in slow motion, and the gimbal movement and everything. Where is the wedding? Where is the wedding? What have we done? You've done a spot for the dress. I don't know. And this is, if I'm thinking about what when I was watching my wedding film, the most things that I was looking for is to see the connection, the eyes of the people, the thing what they were saying, that how I was there, how there was the interaction with my people. This is what I wanted to see. This is making me cry. This is making me feel that day it was a beautiful day, not because I had a beautiful hat.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it's important to hear. It's important to be reminded that when there is this pressure, like we talked about earlier, from things like social media, where you see like, bang a shot, cool, like, you know, cool looking, create like, moody, cool wedding film, and like just people doing all this stuff, and it's like, I want to do that, I want to do that, I want to do that, I want my film to look like that, I want this shot, I want to recreate that shot. And yeah, you move away from the point of it all, the point of it all, and the authenticity of it all.
And it's a circle. Yeah. It's going every time wrong, every time, every time worse. Every time I spoke with a friend of mine, and he said to me, "Yes, it's like this, because it's like in the past, for example, in the past when a woman she had a little bit of the foot naked, it was something like erotic." It's something really. And with the time, that kind of things, it goes up, up, up. And now you see a woman completely naked and you are completely indifferent. And we are bringing this stuff in the same way with the weddings. We are destroying that kind of day with trying to creating a film or a kind of shooting or a kind of stuff. And we try to... And try to think that the couples, that they are maybe simple people, that they are trying to creating their day, and they watch all this stuff and they feel, wow, can I do something like this? And they don't try to think that about what they should think, to only invite the most important people from them in that moment and create something that has a value to them, not for the social media.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. And it's something that, yeah, I think it's been a great reminder for me, just moving forward, just remembering what's important and, and reminded, because that word like authenticity gets thrown around a lot, and being reminded what that actually means, I think is really cool. I love that. Amazing, Ricardo. Look, I want to just first of all say like thank you so much for sharing everything that you have in your approach, and you know, reminding us of these really, really important things that, you know, are part of our craft that I think a lot of us often forget. And I kind of want to finish mentioning, because by the time this comes out in about a week, you'll be speaking at the Lonely Hearts Film Camp on this very topic, on the topic of authenticity. So do you maybe want to finish our chat today just giving people a little elevator pitch, a little spiel on kind of what you'll be covering at Lonely Hearts? And for anyone who's still on the fence, it'll be about, I think, 5 or 6 days until camp, if anyone wants to grab a last minute ticket and hear yourself and the other amazing speakers talk, what they might be in for.
Oh God, that is a quite difficult thing. But I think that one thing that that people that should when they are looking for how the things were done from a wedding, I'm speaking about wedding film or wedding photos. But a lot of time the question is how he's doing this, how he's making this. But I think that the most of the time the question is how this person is, not how he's doing. Because it's how you are that you are creating the things what you are doing. So not because he is better, it's because maybe the approach and the way that the person is thinking and the way how he is creating what he is doing. For this reason, I think that the most of the time that the beautiful stuff there, the art, and it comes in a really easy way, because the people that they are creating that, they are doing that in a natural way without become crazy. So, and I'm thinking about a lot of videographer, wedding videographers, that they are the top, and you ask them how they are doing the stuff, they're doing the things easily. Really easy. But easy for them, how they are.
That's it, right? And that's what I kind of was talking about earlier around, like, me feeling pressure. Like I want to improve, but the things that I feel like I should be doing and don't feel natural to me, maybe I need to just listen to that, because the people who are doing those kinds of films, like, well, for those couples, that's authentically them, and that's not authentically me, and I have to be okay with that and lean into what, you know, what is natural for me. Yeah. So it sounds so obvious when you say it, but every now and again you just need to be reminded.
Amazing. I remind it to myself too. So it's it's like this.
Absolutely. Amazing. Well, thank you again, Ricardo, for your time. It's been amazing to meet you, and to chat with you and hear your process and stuff. It was fantastic. And yeah, for anyone keen to see Ricardo in the flesh, we'll have all the info for if you want to grab a last minute Lonely Hearts ticket down below for that. Other than that, that's going to do us for today. Thank you very much, Ricardo, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.